Hey guys, welcome back. We're still talking about Friends. We are now talking about Chandler and Monica
and their baby situation.
I don't know. I think it's pretty sad.
Well,
yeah, of course it's sad. They can't have children.
Well, maybe they weren't meant to have kids. I mean,
yeah,
Monica,
but that's how they like fell in love, though.
Monica would clean the baby every 5 seconds, and Chandler would kill it with bad jokes.
So. No, I don't feel like Chandler's jokes are endearing. I feel like you're coming at him for no reason.
I love Chandler, but like
that's how they met, though. That's how they like fell in love. That they both wanted a baby and everything. It sucks that they can't have one, but I think they'll figure it out.
Monica and Richard literally broke up because Richard didn't want kids.
Exactly. Yeah. So that means a lot to her.
I mean,
I think
it's really sad that like neither of them have the ability to have kids.
I feel
that's
like
what they really want. And,
each
like,
other, like each one of them, they feel guilty that they can't give the other one what they want.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because like, they feel like it. They can't help each other in a way. Like they're both.
Monica
just
feels the worst because like they can't even really like get a surrogate because like
neither one of them.
She can't. Well, yeah, because he can't, like, give a sperm, she can't give an egg.
Yeah, but at least they both want children, so they can always adopt.
Yeah, but, like,
adoption wasn't really looking that fast for them.
Yeah.
Plus, like, adoption, like, you always, like, it's good to adopt a kid, but, like, you always kind of want
your kid to have a part
a child
of, you.
Of your own.
Yeah.
So.
And the whole adoption thing, they got a whole book, and Chandler still messed it up.
Yeah.
In a matter of 0.5 seconds, by telling that little boy that he was adopted, that poor boy didn't even see it coming.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
So funny.
That poor boy didn't even see it coming.
I know.
Yeah.